AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump addresses the American Legion convention in Cincinnati this hour after last night's fiery speech on immigration.
We will build a great wall along the southern border.
Trump said last night if he's elected president, his administration would focus on deporting criminal immigrants who are here illegally and other security threats. But he warned anyone here illegally would be subject to deportation.
They will have one route and one route only: to return home and apply for reentry like everybody else under the rules of the new legal immigration system.
Hillary Clinton's running mate, Tim Kaine, says
he was divisive. He basically says America is going to be deportation nation.
He was on the Today Show this morning. Florida's Gulf Coast is getting ready for a hit from Tropical Storm Hermine. Forecasters say this could make landfall as a hurricane. Jordan Keaton owns a restaurant in Cedar Key. He's battening down the hatches.
Make sure there's nothing loose outside and it's going to get blown around or it's going to float away.
A hurricane warning is in effect for Florida's Big Bend from the Suwannee River to Mexico Beach. A tropical storm warning's been issued for the area from Marineland, Florida, northward to South Carolina's South Santee River. Pope Francis is proposing that caring for the environment be added to the seven works of mercy that Christians are called upon to perform. He's taking his green agenda to a new level by supplementing the gospel call to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and visit the sick. Slightly more Americans applied for unemployment last week, according to the government, but the overall level still remained near historic lows, a positive sign for the job market, say experts. This is AP Radio News. A Nevada woman who has a medical marijuana card sued after a gun store refused to sell her a weapon. But a federal appeals court says the government's ban on gun sales to medical marijuana users does not violate the Second Amendment. Here's our Sudeen Thanawala.
They agreed that it was reasonable to conclude that there was a link between marijuana use and violence, so it was reasonable to restrict marijuana users from having guns. And then they also said it was reasonable that just having a medical marijuana card indicated that you did use marijuana. And if you use it, you were more prone to violence, so you shouldn't have the guns.
Four Air Force fighter jets swooped down low over a football stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina, as the Carolina Panthers practiced. Pretty awesome, said Coach Ron Rivera, but apparently a surprise to the brass, who have sidelined the pilots as an inquiry gets underway. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.